You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers mixing a slimy black magnetic substance in a test tube in a lab at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. When poured onto a surface and manipulated by magnets, the slime moves through narrow spaces and down winding passages. Once it reaches a small target object, it encloses it and magnets are used again to guide its retreat. Although toxic to humans at the moment, Professor Li Zhang from the Department of Mechanical and Automation Engineering hopes the slime will one day be able to go inside the human body.
We are only thinking of using the slime robots inside the body for hours. Something like you swallow it, you know, then it will do some job, do some task. For example, you know, it may grasp the battery or some sharp object in your stomach, in your small intestine. Then afterwards, it can be executed from your body directly.
The professor says it was curiosity that sparked the idea to turn slime into a medical tool.
At the very beginning, you know, the student saw some interesting video in the internet, you know, a kid's play with a slime, which you can buy from the market. Then we start to think, if we add some magnetic material into the slime, then how much we can do the remote control, and whether we can use it, you know, as a remotely actuated robotic hand, you know, in the human body or not. Yeah, so this is the beginning of the research. It was purely curiosity driven.
The substance is made by mixing magnetic particles and borax, a commonly available substance used to make slime for children, with polyvinyl alcohol. The so-called soft robot cannot function independently, but that could change.
Although we call it robots, slime robot, but currently there's no autonomous control, there's no autonomous motion, and there's no intelligence either. So we need to think about, you know, how to realize, you know, those functions and, you know, whether we can provide some intelligence, you know, to the robot. That means when, you know, the robot is deployed in your body, it can judge, you know, can make a decision by itself in certain situations, or maybe under the supervision of a surgeon.
While the magnetic particles within the slime are toxic, researchers are hoping to overcome this by developing a protective cast. And if they succeed, a professor of surgery at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, Dr. Philip Chu, says the slime could be used as a tool to access hard-to-reach parts of the body.
I think this magnetic-controlled slime robot has a great potential, especially reaching within the body component where the surgeon's hand cannot be reached. For example, in the gastrointestinal tract, that can actually be able to remove foreign body or even pathological diseases like stones that cause an obstruction over a GI tract like a bile duct. Within a bile duct, you can actually remove those stones without any hand intervention through the endoscope.
It's a promising prospect for the medical sector. Emma Kellaway, SBS News.